Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide, for this time that's designed just for you to relax. Breathe in God's loving word, His promises in Scripture, His words of affirmation for you, and you'll also pick up a soul care tip. This is a practical action you can take to lower stress and restore calm to your emotions and your body. Well, today my question for you is, how do you relax when stress grips your body as well as your emotions and it seems to hijack you into worries? Maybe you're waking up and you have that feeling that stresses you out. How do you shake that feeling? Or maybe you're having a great day and then someone gives you a text or you get an email and then right in the moment, your thought seems to be captured to that person's negative effect on you. In other words, when you find yourself kind of stuck in a place where you want to feel better and you don't want to stay frozen, what do you do? Well, today we have some great news for you because God always has a way to bring us back and return us to a place of peace and calm. But as we often say in our Breathe community, we have to put feet to faith. Jesus calls us to an active life, following Him by faith. It means putting our hearts into action. And that's what we do here in our Breathe community. So I want you to relax because we're going to enjoy learning one new way to restore peace and calm to our bodies and our emotions. And it's going to come through something that is easily accessible. You know, that's the interesting thing about God. You know, when Jesus was talking about not worrying about tomorrow, He was encouraging us not to worry. He knows that we will worry because life on earth is full of trouble. But He says, I give you a peace that the world doesn't offer. And that path to peace is living life close in our spirits with Jesus. And that's why soul care is so important, because where you connect with God in your emotions is your soul. The word soul in its original form is psyche. It's the root word for psyche, the Greek word. It means your personality. How you connect with God, how you find calm, it's going to through a very unique personal way. And we're going to learn that something that every day we can easily pick up is going to be key to connecting your heart with Jesus. And so you're going to discover that because we have the Holy Spirit, something that might seem everyday and ordinary to others, when we connect with this way to restore calm, it becomes beautifully sacred. I know I'm leaving you on a cliffhanger because I love to first tell you a story, give you a wonderful scripture, and we're going to practice our breath prayer today. So thank you for being here. We're just going to relax together where you can just draw near to your loving Savior.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, friends, I want to invite you to join me and over 250 women in an online Lent wellness study. This Lent wellness study is specifically designed to help you to connect emotionally and personally with Jesus on his journey to the cross to new life on Easter. And it is a very calming, meditative experience. You'll be guided into six specific video teachings as well as six audio quiet times week by week to help you to step into Jesus's journey, and it will be a healing journey for your emotions. It's one of the most intimate times that I've had with Jesus. I continue to practice it every week by going through Lent, and it's a beautiful way to take time out, have quietness, you know, because research shows when we take quietness breaks during the day, it helps stop cortisol release and it helps restore calm to your body. Well, friends, go to mysoulcareschool.com so that you can sign up for this Lent wellness study. Go to mysoulcareschool.com. One of the things that we did during our family's break in the new year, I've shared in our earlier podcast, is that we love to go on road trips, and specifically to the mountains where we spend time in nature, in quietness, listening for God's one word for the year for each of us. I have two teenage boys, Josh and Caleb, and my husband and I, we've been doing this practice since they were little, and it began during my journey through healing through severe anxiety and panic attacks. And this was my thinking. I figured I didn't know how long the healing journey would take, and I was having panic attacks. I thought, well, why not have them in a more beautiful place rather than just at home? Let's just go somewhere beautiful. At least we can all walk outside. I'm going to have them anyhow. Let's have them outside where it's beautiful. That was my thinking, to draw close to God and then take our little family out and spend some time together. When you're in an Airbnb, it's or a hotel, that's very reasonable. You can even make it a quick trip. You know, I'm trying to inspire you, right? Even if it's for the weekend, it's a wonderful way to just disconnect from everyday life and spend some time with God in nature. And if you have a small little family, you can go with your family, or you can go with a loved one or a girlfriend. So during this trip, it was raining, right? It's been a very rainy season. And one of the songs that I played, what we do is we each take turns playing songs in the car. And it's a fun way for each person to kind of learn more about the other person's songs. One of the songs that I selected, and as it played, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's by Willie Nelson. He sang a duet with his daughter, Paula Nelson. And it's a song called Have You Ever Seen the Rain? Now, as you're listening to this song, imagine you're in us with us in the car, and it's raining. But here in California, when it rains, sometimes we have these spots of sunshine that breaks through as you drive through different towns. And so the lyrics of the song, the chorus says, I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? I want to know, have you ever seen the rain coming down on a sunny day? Now, this song, when we played it, I told the kids, listen to it, because look, the sun is shining as the raindrops are falling. Can you see how beautiful it is? We can see the rain falling as the sunlight shines through, and they're glistening. And it's something very beautiful if you have seen the rain fall on a sunny day. Now, what's interesting is one of my kids asked, well, wait, what was that original song meant for? You talk about it, Mom, like it's so beautiful, but what is the song really about? And so as we love to do, we quickly looked it up. And because we have smartphones, right, that's one of the benefits in our day and age, having smartphones, we could look it up right away. And actually, it was a song that was about a band's Break Up. It wasn't meant to be a beautiful song. It was meant to be about Creedence Clearwater Revival when they broke up. One of the band members wrote this song about even when it's sunny and it can rain. So it's so interesting how we each can interpret a song differently. Isn't that true? Well, I'm telling you this story because what happens now that we're home, and that trip was months ago, but it's now in our playlist rotation. And every time it comes up, they're like, oh, every time I hear this song, Mom, I think of our fun trip to the mountains in the new year when we're driving and we saw the rain coming down on a sunny day. So what happens is that when God created us, He created our minds, our brains, to store music that's connected to an event, a place, and a time. Think of one of your favorite songs. If I were to play that song for you, you would be transported back to a place and time where you first heard it. That's why songs are so powerful, aren't they? They are so powerful. And that's how God created songs, is that they're connected in our brains to the place where events first occurred. They're connected to our memories. The reason why I'm telling you this story is because there are songs that God has placed in your life that bring you back to a place of beauty, peace, and joy with Him, with Jesus. There are songs in your life that have meant so much to you. And I just want to ask you, what are those songs? Is it a hymn? Is it a worship song? Is it a song that was just really sweet to a time in your life where you felt close to God? And recently, is there a song that's really touching your heart that is perhaps comforting or healing or encouraging? This is why we want to take time out to listen to the songs that encourage your heart. That is this week's Soul Care Tip. Yes. What is your special song? Listen to the music and sing. Relish the lyrics and rejuvenate your soul. You are God's song. Isn't that beautiful? I'm going to first guide us into our breath prayer. I'm going to first guide us into our breath prayer because you are God's song. Our breath prayer comes to us from Psalm 42:8. By day, the Lord directs His love. Inhale. At night, His song is with me. Exhale. A prayer to the God of my life. Inhale. By day, the Lord directs His love. Exhale. At night, His song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. If you're having difficulty falling asleep, I want you to take time to recall a song that has brought you peace or joy. It is a prayer that you can use to help your body return to a place of calm and peace. A song's ability to rejuvenate emotional connection is real. Songs powerfully reconnect us to our most important emotional experiences by sparking memories of significant experiences with people we love and the life-changing events, challenges, or transitions we undergo, along with the feelings, sights, or sounds that impacted us the most deeply. That's because the region of the brain where memories are stored serves as a hub that links music to the memories and emotions. It's also why people suffering memory loss due to Alzheimer's disease perk up when they hear a song from their past. They'll brighten up, express emotions, sing along, and even dance. Music therapy not only de-stresses, calms anxieties, and improves sleep, but it allows us to re-experience a loved one's presence. A song will trigger the sound of their voice, and we relive the emotional memories of intimacy, peace, and joy. Isn't that so true? That's why songs are so powerful. We see in scripture, in Psalm 43, God has given me a new song to sing. What is that new song that God's giving you to sing? Is it your song? It's so important that we sing the song that God has given us and not anybody else's. One of the things I thought was fascinating in our soul care school, right now we are in winter quarter. I'm guiding over 350 women in learning how to breathe joy, how to experience joy in emotions and in our body. And one of the questions somebody had was, when I do try to practice breath prayers, I don't understand why I feel more anxious. Sometimes our throat becomes very tight when we're in high anxiety and our muscles are very tense. And so sometimes it causes more anxiety when we try to relax and breathe in, and it may feel tight. But what's really helpful, I wanted to share with everybody in our Breathe community, is that singing, yes, singing is a way for us to help relax our throats. And it can be a way to help calm our body and to help signal to our body that we are in a safe place. Singers warm up their vocal cords before performing to ease tightness in the throat. Are you a singer? Or maybe you know somebody who sings. Well, those same techniques may also help us with tense throat muscles when we feel anxious. So singing is very powerful. It can also help us regulate our breathing. And it gives us, when we're experiencing anxiety, something to focus on. Because when you focus on the present, it will release you from the anxiety that may be gripping you. So this is why I started out asking you that when you're anxious, what do? To relax. This is today's tip and encouragement for you. Sing a song. Warm up your throat so you can sing those songs. It helps you to feel reassured, brings you back to a place where you experience joy with Jesus, and a song that you associate with positive memories with Jesus. And it will help you to relax your throat, and it will help signal your body to return to a place of calm and activate your relaxation response. And I also wanted to share a hymn that's very special to me. I loved singing it as a little girl. I love to tell the story. Do you know that hymn? I love to tell the story of Jesus and his love. I want to share with you, I play the erhu. I just shared a video of playing the erhu, and I wanted to share that with you. You can see me play the Chinese violin with this hymn. I love to tell the story. You can go ahead and watch me play. It's a very brief video clip. You can visit me on Facebook at The Bonnie Gray or on Instagram at The Bonnie Gray. And this hymn is so beautiful. The lyrics were written in 1866. Their lyrics are written by Catherine Hinkey. Here it is. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love singing that song as a little girl. And I'm wondering, what is your beloved hymn or song that you love singing? I want you to sing that song. It's going to be great for your body, for your emotions, and it'll bring you close to Jesus and his sweet embrace today. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you have made each of us your song. We can sing your story. You have given each of us a new song to sing. We'll sing to you as a prayer. May our words be yours, God of love and God of hope. Break all the bonds I've constructed, then draw me to yourself and make me more like you. Then and only then will I be made new. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friend, I want to welcome you to my Soul Care School. Join the Lent Wellness Study. Go to mysoulcareschool.com. Again, that's mysoulcareschool.com. You'll get 6 teaching videos, 6 meditative, quiet times. You'll enjoy to connect your heart more personally, intimately with Jesus' love. It's a very healing journey. And remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.